produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great morning, great afternoon, great evening to all of you across the world. This is Coach Terry, Coach T, Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, with Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. I am so excited to share with you all nothing but this. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. What does that mean? Well, Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to have the breath of life and to pour into other people. You know, one of the things that Josie always shared with me is that you can't pour from an empty cup. And your wealth is truly your wellness. So when you take responsibility of taking care of you, you're taking care of the temple, and God is pleased. God is pleased. For he says always in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for you to prosper you and not harm you. Plans for you to have a hope and a future. So God allows us to make our own decisions. So why can't we take responsibility for our health and our wellness? Why can't we do that? Now, wellness is a balanced channeling of energy, which we've talked about in the past. And it also means taking full responsibility of the decisions and the choices that you make in this life, in this journey. So every little step that you take is a decision. Every little direction that you make is a decision. But just know, whichever path you choose to take, whichever step you plan to make, God will always be there with you. Now, I'm reading from a devotional called The Confident Woman by Joyce Meyer. So you all can go and get it if you want to. And I was reading this, and this really spoke volumes to me. So I'm going to read it to you. She says, what is in your boat? Is it a boat of passiveness and indecisions? Is there something crying out in you? I wish I had a life or had some friends, could lose a few pounds. Could have more fun, could get out of debt. I want to be free. And she simply says what Coach T would say, well, get up and do it. Get out of the boat. Get going. Stop whining and moaning about it. You're the only one who can do anything about it. So take responsibility of your life. And somebody said, well, I have limitations. Oh, my knee hurts. Oh, I can never seem to lose weight. Oh, no one is ever going to tell me yes. I don't feel good when I put on weight workout clothes. Or I don't really know what foods to prepare. I have no money. Stop making excuses. You have every single thing that you need. Look around you. What's in your hands? What's around you? There are several resources. Sometimes we get in our own way. We don't have the humility, if you will, to ask for help. I just did a wonderful workshop on the road of the caregiver. It's actually a journey, because caregiving is definitely a journey like this life. And I'm preparing people like myself who have a parent or parents or a loved one who's going to require some care real soon, if not right now. And if you don't take care of yourself, you're absolutely going to burn out. It's called caregiver burnout. Statistics show that caregivers burn out or even pass away before the loved one that they were caring for. So I say to you all, what's in your boat? Get up and get out of that boat. Get going. Stop whining and moaning about it. You're the only one who can do anything about it. You're the only one. So what Joyce Meyer says is, you can pray until you're blue in the face for God to make it happen miraculously. But what if God is saying you have to confront it yourself and deal with it yourself? Are you afraid to do that? Perhaps you feel that you make no decisions. You can't be wrong. And if you make no decisions, you think you have no responsibility. But you have to stay in the boat and take the consequences. And that's what most will do. They would rather stay in the boat, suffer the consequences, and be miserable and say, I guess this is it, Coach T. I guess this is it. So in Acts 4:18-20, it says, so they summoned them imperatively, instructed them not to converse in any way or teach at all in or about the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you and obey you rather than God, you must decide. But we ourselves cannot help it. We're going to tell everyone what we've seen and what we've heard. I love the book of Acts because it's all about action. It's like, this is what we're going to do. You may say this, but we're going to do that, right? So we're not denying God. Who's going to do that? Can't deny the Lord. For the Lord is the reason why you have the victory. Many don't even realize that they have the victory right now. You have got to put action into everything. The plan has got to have action. So what are we going to do to take care of our temple? What are we going to do to take care of ourselves? What are we going to do? It says in Jeremiah 29:17, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. So nobody can really harm you. So how do we take care of ourselves physically? I don't know if you all know it or not, but in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, you must realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God. So your body is yours, but it's really not yours. It's God's. He's given you all the decisions and the responsibility and the mindset to keep that temple whole, to take care of it. Everyone should get at least 20 to 30 minutes of cardiovascular activity, at least 3 to 4 times a week. We must be conscious of the foods that we're putting in our body. My naturopathic physician used to say, or he does now, no wheat, no rye, no barley, no oats, no oil in a bottle. I made it a song. No wheat, no rye, no barley, no oats, no oil in a bottle. Because I needed to remember that so that I could share that with others. Why no wheat, Coach T? It's gluten. Unless it's gluten-free, don't put it in the body because it clogs up the gut. Your gut is 70% of your immune system. When we are in the middle of a global pandemic at this time, we want to ensure that our gut is clean. We need a great immune system. I drink something called Activate C from my private wellness shopping club. It has 200 more milligrams of vitamin C and 13 more milligrams of zinc than the emergency that you all may have in your cupboard right now. Right? Coach T, I got to get that. Listen, you guys know how to get in touch with me. 954-372-7925. Coach T, Coach T, or you can contact me on Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at Sisters, with that letter S, 4, selfcare.com. And that's the number 4, Sisters, the number 4, selfcare.com. But the bottom line is that if you don't take care of that temple, you don't take care of that gut, we can't stay clean, right? We can't fight off disease or disease. So again, let's take responsibility of our actions, because your wealth is truly your wellness. Now, God enables. We want to thank Him that we are here today, and that we trust Him, and that we can follow Him. We know that we have His strength, you know, but God is never going to let go of us. He's always going to be there with us, and we should never be afraid to go through the fire. We should never be afraid to go through the fire, because we won't get burned. We won't get burned. And so we have to go ahead and make the decision, and actually make the best decision for ourselves. Not just a good decision, but the best decision for ourselves. So what's the other component of wellness? Mental. Mental wellness is huge right now. It's that mindset, right? And most of us are in a mindset, some of us, I should say, of depression, just feeling like this is the end of the world, like this is it. I do agree that we should know our weaknesses, but I also agree that we need to know our strengths. I also need for you all to know that the cup is always runneth over, and that your attitude determines your altitude here in life. So if you have a bad attitude, you probably won't have a good day. If you have a great attitude, you're probably going to have a fantastic day. See, words mean things. You have to pour into yourself and speak affirmations, speak goodness into who you are and what God has developed you to be. So don't be afraid to admit what you cannot do. Just ask God to show you the wisdom and the steps to get there and to learn. Lead me in the direction to the resources, Father God, so I can learn how to do this, because this is something that I want to do, so that you can get stronger, because He's going to be there with you each and every way. We want to pray. We want to pray for a better mindset. We want to pray for a shift in our mindset to where we see the cup runneth over instead of the cup half empty, or the cup being half full, right? The cup's never empty in my eyes. It never will be. Never will be. You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, with Coach T on Your Wealth is Your Wellness. We've talked about our physical wellness. We've talked about our mental wellness. And now let's talk about our spiritual wellness. Our spiritual wellness should be happening each and every single day of our life. How many of you actually, like when you walk and you talk, you're consciously talking to the Lord? You're talking to yourself. Maybe when you're driving to the grocery store or driving to a destination, you're speaking to God. That's me. Hands all up in the air. That's me. That's me. I said, Lord, I'm a work in progress. You're going to help me and forgive me, because I just said some really nasty things to someone. I need to get off my chest. I'm asking for your forgiveness. And people say, Coach T, you can't say anything nasty. Well, when I speak my truth, I'm not talking about a potty mouth. I'm talking about when I speak with truth, I do speak with conviction and fervor, and my voice may get a little loud. And then after I get by myself, I'm like, you know what, T? Maybe could you have said that any better? Could you have said that in a nicer way? Could you have lowered your voice? And it's just because I'm so passionate about it, you know. I was recently doing a presentation, and I asked God to, you know, give me the wisdom and the words to share. And I got so passionate in the meeting that I absolutely hit the table real hard, and everybody jumped. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just really passionate about this. And my inner spirituality was like, child, you need to like relax. But people did see my passion behind it. And it was none other, I'll share with you, it was none other than to get a patient the care that they needed right now. We cannot delay help to somebody in need. We need to get there right now. How can we get there faster? How can we serve the person in need? So that's what I was passionate about. So I kind of reflect on myself and I go into prayer and I get still and I said, okay, Lord, prepare me. And so God said, give yourself some grace, my child. Give yourself some grace because you're only doing my will. So get spiritually connected with the Father because he's a selfish God and he really wants to hear from you. I know most of you are already doing that. Some of you may say, you know what, Coach T, you are something else. I am. I love the Lord. I shout for Jesus. Love me some Jesus because without him, I wouldn't be who I am today. Without him, you wouldn't be where you are today. You got to believe, but you got to put your dreams into actions. You got to put your plans into actions. You got to do that grit dance, as I call it. That grit dance, that dance where you dig deep and you're just like, oh, this is so painful. I don't want to go through this. And sometimes you just want to lay down and take a nap. And I'm not saying not to have some self-care because sometimes we got to reset. That's a whole nother conversation. But when you got a deadline or you got a goal you want to meet, you are going to have to sacrifice some things. But you sacrifice it with a positive attitude because your attitude is going to determine your altitude. And you got to look at the glass runneth over instead of half full or half empty. You just got to dance. And that's why I always say, you got to dance. Because God will be your guidance. Guidance stands for God. You and I dance. So God guides us all each and every day. Dance with him. He wants you to dance with him. He wants you to pour into him to build up more spirituality, more mental wellness, and to get physically fit to take care of that temple, to feed that temple with nourishment of positive affirmations, good foods, green leafy vegetables, more protein, not to maybe eat any snacks after 8 o'clock at night, you know, to have some time in your serenity sanctuary, praying, meditating, writing in your journal. You know, when we take responsibility, it's a lot. It seems like it's just too much. But if you just take it a day at a time, a step at a time. Get yourself a spiritual accountability partner, right? I was in the car with my niece over the weekend and she was saying, we got some Christian vibes up in this car, T.T. Terry. I said, we sure do. And we were playing, what were we playing on the radio? We were playing Kirk Franklin and we were singing, all my saints with your hands up where they got them up. They got the hands up and we were just, and she goes, turn it up, mom, turn it up, you know? And so we turned it up and said, where my East Coast saints at? Woo, woo. Where my West Coast saints at? Woo, woo. You know, and for a young 9-year old to see her mom and her aunt praising the Lord, singing to the top of our lungs, Kirk Franklin, you know, do we want a revolution? Do we want a revolution? And she's in the back jumping with us saying, up, they got their hands up. You know, knowing that that's what we do, we give the highest praise to the Lord Jesus. At that point, we took responsibility for planting those seeds, sowing those seeds into that 9-year-old. But quiet is kept. That 9-year-old sowed into us. She took responsibility. And she said, this is all Christian vibe up in here, up in here. And so when you start to take responsibility overall for your wellness, life is great. Despite the circumstances, life is great. Take care of yourself. You matter. We only get one life. We do have eternal life. But on this earth, we get one life to create memories and to enjoy them. And it all depends on the choices that we make to make that happen. So again, this is Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, Coach T, Coach Terry. All of those are affectionately utilized throughout the world. You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. It's been my pleasure to be with you all this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Until next time, take care of you. Go out and empower people to honor their self-worth and value their self-care. Take responsibility. You've been given an assignment. Go fulfill it. Take care and be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.